In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The parable of the wheat and the weeds has a twofold message. The first deals with God's future and final judgment. In the end, Christ is vindicated. The seed that he sows ultimately bears the fruit of eternal life. That, of course, is represented by the wheat. The seed sown by the devil, represented by the weeds, is ultimately destroyed. In the end, the weeds have no lasting effect on the wheat harvest. They do no permanent damage to the Lord's harvest. Christ prevails. He is Lord of the harvest field, the Savior of the world, the Redeemer of all. And nothing, not the devil or his lie, can deny the Lord of his harvest. The second message of the parable concerns the present, the here and now. It includes both the good and the evil, both Christ and the devil, both faith and unbelief, all mixed together. Jesus sows the good seed of his faith-creating word, and the devil is right there behind him, sowing doubt and despair and disbelief. Where Christ is, there the devil is, stirring up his mischief. Just where Christ is closest to us, in his word and in the Blessed Sacrament, there the devil mounts his greatest threat. Is the word true? Is that really the bread and wine of Christ's body and blood? Am I worthy to eat and to drink it? Am I forgiven, or was that absolution for someone else? The devil sows his seeds densely. It isn't just a weed here and there. And looking then, as we often do, at the weediness of the wheat field around us, there are doubts. So what do you do then about these weeds, the weeds that we find in the wheat field? Well, the servants are of the opinion that something has to be done immediately. There's disaster in the works. Yank the weeds and cut the losses. They have their weed whackers all fired up and ready to go. But the farmer has a different course of action in mind. In fact, it's so radically different that it catches us by surprise. Do nothing, he says. Nothing. You heard right. Let them both grow together until harvest time. That means that the wheat and the weeds get the exact same treatment until harvest time. They get the same water and sunshine, the same compost and cultivating. Scriptures tell us that God causes his rain to fall on the good and the ungodly alike. Whether that seems fair or not, that is the plan of the divine seed sower. Not a single weed is to be pulled prematurely. In fact, the servants are to put all thoughts of weed whacking out of their minds completely. The angels, they will be the ones that will take care of all of that at harvest time under the Lord's direction. For the present time, the weed and the wheat, the good and the evil, the unbelief and the faith, it will all live together in this same field. So while the servants are preoccupied with weeds, the farmer, he is preoccupied with the wheat. You see, the gospel is not about the eradication of evil, but the cultivation of eternal life in Jesus Christ. Our Lord's focus and attention is on the wheat, not on the weeds. And he doesn't want to lose even a single stalk of that wheat to some overzealous weed-whacking on the part of his disciples. And so he patiently tolerates the presence of these weeds in his field, and lots of them for that matter, rather than risk the uprooting of a single plant of wheat. The zeal of the farmer for his wheat is God's zeal in Christ to save you. Why does God tolerate all of the evil in the world around us? Why does he permit the devil's weeds to grow seemingly unchecked in his field? Why doesn't he just weed out all of the evil in this world and be done with it? It's so that you and I might come to fruitful faith in Jesus and be raised from the dead, clinging to Jesus Christ for our salvation. The church isn't given the task of eliminating sin from the world, but applying Jesus' death and resurrection to the lives of sinners. The end times are the time for cultivating wheat, not yanking weeds. Again, the goal of the church isn't to make people good or to clean up society, but to save sinners through the preaching of repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. That is what we might call the long view of God's reign in Jesus Christ. And it calls for patience on our part. I mean, we would very much like to have our world freed. Freed from all of the terror of evil that grips it. Freed, our hearts free from lust and wicked desires and deceit. Our tongues free from gossip and blasphemy and prejudice. Our hands free from wickedness. We would all like to be free of the disease and the death that dog us. We want the new creation right now. But baptized into Christ, you are already a new creation. The good seed of faith is planted. But where Christ's seed is planted, the enemy still sows his weeds. You can count on it. Jesus, the wise and the patient farmer, calmly says, "Let it be for now." The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. In the end, it is the Lord's harvest. No matter what the devil sows, it all winds up supporting the Lord's harvest in the resurrection. The one who directs his harvesting angels is the same one who died on a cross for you. The same one who baptized you, who absolves you, who gives you to eat and to drink of his very body and blood. Because you are a precious harvest to Jesus. So precious that he's willing to put up with all those weeds. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.